I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new dawn has arrived for religious freedom and human rights in Sudan. The government finally got rid of the country's apostasy law, meaning those who reject Islam no longer face a potential death penalty. The laws also repeal other oppressive systems. Women no longer need permission of a husband to travel with children, and female genital mutilation is now considered a crime. Daniel Hoffman of Middle East Concern says,
and the government has announced, in a sense, this is not the final step. This is a step in the changes that they're seeking to bring to the countries. They expect there will be further changes to get rid of old legislation from the previous regime that violates human rights. To bring more positive change in that area in the future as well.
Praise God for these developments. And prisons around the world have been minimizing contact with outsiders during the pandemic. So how did Crossroad Prison Ministries manage to kick off a new program in Nepal during lockdown? Paul Tan of Crossroad says they're relying on contacts in the Nepalese prison system to build a framework for their plans.
We are in contact every week, you know, and he told me, he said, Paul, when the lockdown is over, first thing he's going to do is he's going into the prison to start the Crossroads Prison Ministry.
Crossroads wants to give second chances through the hands and words of volunteers who care.
When we train them, we make sure we let them know that they have no power to transform anybody, but they have the power to share the word of God and plant it into the heart of the prisoner.
Pray for this new ministry in Nepal, especially as they prepare for the end of lockdown. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.